Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Trump administration is arguing in federal court that the Affordable Care Act should be struck down in its entirety. NPR's Allison Kojak reports that if the administration wins, even the most popular parts of the ACA, also known as Obamacare, would disappear.
The Justice Department made the arguments in a brief filed in a federal appeals court in New Orleans. DOJ says that when Congress eliminated the tax penalty for people who don't have insurance, it rendered the whole law unconstitutional. The Trump administration has joined with several Republican-led states that are asking the court to uphold a Texas judge's decision to overturn the Affordable Care Act in its entirety. That includes the popular ACA provisions that ensure people with pre-existing medical conditions can get coverage, that ban lifetime limits on insurance payouts, and that guarantee young people can stay on their parents' policies until they're 26. If the appeals court upholds the Texas judge's ruling, the ACA could end up before the Supreme Court for a third time. Allison Kojak, NPR News.
An extradition hearing is underway in London for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Trump administration wants him to face charges in the U.S. for allegedly conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer system. NPR's Frank Langfitt says that Assange wrote a letter explaining why he jumped bail in 2012 before spending 7 years holed up in Ecuador's embassy.
There was a letter from a doctor saying he'd become introverted and sad. And Assange said he was sorry for jumping bail. He said he was struggling through terrifying circumstances, and he thought at the time this was the best thing to do. The judge, of course, dismissed that argument, said this actually had cost UK taxpayers about $20 million, and that no one's above the law.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Assange is serving a 50-week prison or jail sentence for skipping bail. He was wanted for questioning in Sweden in a rape investigation. Cuban officials are denying repeated U.S. allegations that they have military personnel in Venezuela. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the officials say that Cubans are humanitarian workers.
Cuba's Deputy Director for U.S. Affairs, Joanna Tablada, says the 20,000 Cubans in Venezuela are civilians, almost all doctors.
There are no Cuban troops in Venezuela. There is no Cuban participation in any sort of military or security operations in Venezuela.
President Trump tweeted this week that if Cuba didn't cease military operations there, he would impose a complete and total embargo of the island. Cuba's Tablada also called Trump's national security advisor John Bolton a pathological liar. Bolton, a longtime Cuba hardliner, has been key in the Trump administration's tough new sanctions against Cuba. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.
Less than a half an hour to go to the opening bell. Wall Street is trading in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News. The crowded field of people vying for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination rose by one today. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett announced his candidacy. A new poll finds Islamophobia is inching up. As NPR's Leila Fadel reports, the survey comes from a D.C.-based think tank that examines American Muslim views.
The annual poll from the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding finds that a strong tool against anti-Muslim racism is education. Dalia Mugahed is the director of research at ISPU.
While it was very powerful to know a Muslim as a protective factor against Islamophobia, that knowing about Islam as a faith was an even more powerful protective factor against holding anti-Muslim sentiment.
She says the fact that anti-Muslim sentiment increased isn't surprising. She points to the travel ban being legitimized by the Supreme Court and asylum seekers spoken about as invaders as factors driving that uptick. Leila Fadel, NPR News.
In Sri Lanka, Roman Catholic services will be canceled for a second weekend in the country's capital, Colombo, after the government warned of the possibility of more attacks by the same group that carried out Easter Sunday suicide bombings. Last week, Muslims were told to stay home for Friday prayers, and all of the country's Catholic churches were closed as authorities continue to search for suspects linked to the bombing. ISIS has claimed a connection to the attacks. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures contract down about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures contract is up about a fraction of a percent. You're listening to NPR News.